AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump delivering his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress.
Members of Congress and my fellow Americans, our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
And he quickly looked ahead.
This July 4th, we will mark 2.5 centuries of liberty and triumph, progress and freedom in the most incredible and exceptional nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And you've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
A number of Democrats, however, boycotted this speech. Senator Chris Murphy.
You're not going to hear about the State of the Union. You are going to hear lie after lie. You are going to hear attack after attack. You are going to see grandstanding. The true state of the union is this. This union is in crisis.
Earlier in the day, the House rejected legislation that would have required aircraft around busy airports have locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions, like last year's near Washington that killed 67 people. The NTSB has long recommended the systems. A new plea today from Nancy Guthrie's family. Ed Donahue reports it comes more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona.
In an Instagram post, Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive, but they also realize she may already be gone.
But we need to know where she is. We need her to come home. For that reason, we are offering a family reward of up to $1 million for any information that leads us to her recovery.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A massive snowball fight under investigation.
It happened in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. Video shows two uniformed officers pacing a walkway as snowballs fly in their direction, hitting the officers. They grew visibly frustrated and shoved at least two people to the ground. A police spokesperson says multiple officers were hit in the face and were brought to a nearby hospital in stable condition. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this was disgraceful and criminal. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says officers were on the front line responding to the blizzard in the city.
They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect. The only person in our city's workforce who deserves to be treated with a snowball is me.
The mayor seemed to downplay what happened.
From the video I saw, it looked like kids at a snowball fight.
The head of New York's police union says this wasn't just a snowball fight, it was an assault. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.